happy post 4th of July, everyone. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. Hope you had a great 4th of July celebration. Kind of extended into a 3 or 4 day celebration, yeah. It seems like. But there's nothing wrong with celebrating our country over a 4 day period.
That's right.
And speaking of celebrations, how about the Days of 76 Rodeo? It's the 101st Days of 76, matter of fact, coming up in Deadwood, July 23rd through the 29th. 19 times Pro Rodeo of the Year. They'll have steer roping on July 23rd, rodeo performances July 26th through the 29th, and parades Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. That's Days of 76 in Deadwood, July 23rd through the 29th. Go online for tickets and times, daysof76.com.
And Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota is open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or you can make an appointment. Call 605-642-5884. It's a great store. There's fabulous antiques. They've got seasoned dealers and quality pieces there. Lots of fun decorating items, too. Again, the number 605-642-5884 if you need to make an appointment, but they're open 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday, Yesterday's Antiques.
All aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News. Information on grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events. That's all part of the comprehensive weekly coverage provided by the Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Okay, Mike, I have got, this is called Asylum for Verbally Insane. Tony Bullitt shared this with Jim, and I'm going to share it with everybody.
All right, let her rip.
All right, it's called Asylum for Verbally Insane, so you're going to have to listen careful. We'll begin with a box, and the plural is boxes, but the plural of ox becomes oxen, not oxes. One fowl is a goose, but two are called geese, yet the plural of moose should never be meese. You may find a lone mouse or a nest full of mice, yet the plural of house is houses, not heis. If the plural of man is always called men, why shouldn't the plural of pan be called pen? If I speak of my foot and show you my feet, and I give you a boot, would a pair be called beat? If one is a tooth and a whole set are teeth, why shouldn't the plural of booth be called beeth? Then one may be that, and three would be those. Yet hat in the plural would never be hose. And the plural of cat is cats, not coes. We speak of a brother and also of brethren, but though we say mother, we never say metheren. Then the masculine pronouns are he, his, and him. But imagine the feminine, she, shis, and shim. Let's face it, English is a crazy language. There is no egg in eggplant, nor ham in hamburger. Neither apple nor pine in pineapple. English muffins weren't invented in England. We take English for granted, but if we explore its paradoxes, we find that quicksand can work slowly. Boxing rings are square. And a guinea pig is neither from Guinea nor is a pig. And why is it that writers write but fingers don't fing? Grocers don't gross and hammers don't ham? Doesn't it seem crazy that you can make amends, but not one amend? If you have a bunch of odds and ends and get rid of all but one of them, what do you call it? If teachers taught, why didn't preachers prot? If a vegetarian eats vegetables, what does a humanitarian eat? Sometimes I think all the folks who grew up speaking English should be committed to an asylum for the verbally insane. In what other language do people recite at a play and play at a recital? We ship by truck but send cargo by ship. We have noses that run and feet that smell. We park in a driveway and we drive in a parkway. And how can a slim chance and a fat chance be the same while a wise man and a wise guy are opposites? You have to marvel at the unique lunacy of a language in which your house can burn up as it burns down, in which you fill in a form by filling it out, and in which an alarm goes off by going on. And in closing, if father is pop, how come mother's not mop? I give up. It's a crazy language.
It is kind of a crazy language, indeed.
And that's just having a lot of fun with it, I thought.
All right. Thanks, Tony, for sharing that one with us. A word to close today's program from Carl Sandburg. Time is the coin of your life. It's the only coin you have, and only you can determine how it will be spent. Be careful, lest you let other people spend it for you. Carl Sandburg, and you heard it here on The Good Stuff.